everyone, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and joining me today as my co-host is my good buddy, David. Hello, David.
Good evening, Pam. How are you doing this evening?
I'm alive and kicking. How's that?
Me too.
You too?
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. We're still breathing.
Right,
let me
right.
Check. Wait, yep.
Check mark. Well, we're going to do things a little differently today. I'm going to have David tell you about our upcoming guest for Wednesday while I get our current guest for today's show on the phone. So I'll be right back. And David, you take it away, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hello? Victoria? Victoria, can you hear me? Victoria? Hello?
I can hear you.
You can hear me? All right, I can hear you now, too. Good. It's Pam from Take Two Radio. I'm going to go ahead and put us live on the show, okay? Are you ready?
Okie dokie. Listen, do you have the Kickstarter link, by the way?
I'm going in and out.
Okay, David, are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we welcome a multi-award-winning actress, a New York Times best-selling author, advocate for foster children, and so much more, Miss Victoria Rowell. Welcome, Victoria.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, we're so happy for you to join us today. I hope you've been doing well today.
I have. I'm just getting back from beautiful Winston-Salem, North Carolina, with my soap opera book series and also my memoir, The Women You Raised Me, but we had a lot of fun and we sold out a book. So, and we sold out of books in New Orleans. People love this soap opera book series, which has inspired a pilot that we will be shooting later on this month, The Rich and the Ruthless.
Yes, I know, and we can't wait for that. I mean, I've watched, you know, the video from it on Kickstarter as well as, you know, read all about it, and it's just amazing. It looks like it's going to be really funny.
It's going to be so funny, and you know what else? It's going to be peppered with some of our soap opera stars and some of our former stars from The Young and the Restless, but also one of my stars that I co-starred with on Diagnosis Murder. So this is going to be a
really?
Lot of fun. Yes.
Well, can you give us a little tease? Any names you can mention?
Well, I'll give you just a couple. I will tell you that Brenda Epperson, who played Ashley Abbott for a while,
uh-huh.
will be starring. Yvetta Sherwood, who played the original Lily, will be starring. And I can't give away too many surprises. There are others.
Right.
but I will say also one of the stars from the hit movie, summer hit movie, The Heat, will also be starring on The Rich and the Ruthless.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. So you're off
that's
to a
awesome.
Fantastic start.
Yes, and Kimberlyn Brown and I just got together, and it's going to be really wonderful. It's going to be an amalgamation of film, primetime, and daytime stars in the cast.
Oh, I am so excited. I can't even tell you, you know, and I know my co-host David is on the phone with us, and I know he's very excited, too.
Yes, and it's funny.
Yes, yes.
It's like the movie Soap Dish meets The Office meets 30 Rock. It's going to be a soap opera about a soap opera. That's what my books are about, and that's what the script is rooted in, about off the set life. So you do see the elements of the soap opera, for sure, but you
uh-huh.
see a lot of what goes on behind the scenes and then off stage. And in the homes of our characters. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that sounds like...
Yeah. I have to tell you, when I watched the video, and I just went blank on his name, but he's the one that's sitting behind the desk, and he stands up, and those moose ears are right behind
yeah.
him, and he's yelling.
Yeah.
That is so
yeah.
funny.
It is so funny, right? That's Ben Dillery, and he's another one of our stars. He's the owner of The Rich and the Ruthless, the soap opera.
Uh-huh.
And he played my father originally on The Young and the Restless. How about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah. I know. When I first saw him, I knew he looked familiar to me, and I looked him up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. I mean, you have some awesome stars coming up. You know, whether it's daytime
yeah.
or prime time, to work alongside you. Now, you're producing
That's
this, right?
I'm executive producing. I'm head writer. We have a wonderful writing team. Carl Seaton, who's a feature film director, is directing the pilot. We have an amazing showrunner. It just is a beautiful cast and crew. We're almost completely cast. We have an embarrassment of riches in terms of talent. In front and behind the camera. It's extremely diverse, and that's a big part of my work, is diversity. And we will be representing that in front of the camera as well as behind the camera. This is a union production, I'm proud to say, as a member
mm-hmm.
of SAG-AFTRA. It is also DGA, and we're looking forward to shooting the pilot. We need people to kick it up a notch on Kickstarter.com. We have to raise $50,000 in 40 days, and I really appreciate you having me on the show to really give me the opportunity to empower those that are interested in seeing daytime go to prime time in this way. And we're only asking for a dollar or more. Some people have given $500. Some people have given a dollar. It's all important that they just log on to Kickstarter.com and type in The Rich and the Ruthless in the search box. And
yes, and it'll come up automatically because you're the only one that has the title to that show. So there's no confusion there.
There's no confusion. And we want to encourage people to follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @VictoriaRowell. And I'm also on Facebook at two places, Vicki.Suds, V-I-C-K-I, or Victoria.Suds, S-U-D-S.
Yes, and if you go to her Facebook page, that there's a link there that'll take you to the Kickstarter, as well as go on my website, take2radio.com, under projects that need our help, and you'll be able to see what her show is all about, and then click on the link there to get to Kickstarter, so that if you have any confusion or you forget any of the links, you can find it in multiple places. So, for our listeners, now, this is not going to be a web series. You're going to make this into a TV show, correct?
That is the goal, to shoot the pilot. We already have interest, which is super exciting, but we have to shoot it and then show it. And
right.
As I say, we have some other wonderful surprises behind the bubbles. We can't reveal them yet. But we have some wonderful surprises for our audience. And this is, again, a soap opera about a soap opera. It is a dramedy. You'll laugh. You'll cry. It's going to be high entertainment and fabulous fashion. And you're going to see faces that may surprise you. And you're going to see faces that you may say, wow, where did they go? There they are. So it's going to be really good. It's also going to be a wonderful opportunity behind the camera, I should share. We're going to have production assistants from our local colleges participating. And so
good.
We really are about it being a teachable moment as well
right.
in entertainment behind the camera.
Right, right. I mean, that's huge for somebody that's in school for that, to participate in something like this that is going to be on, you know, television, I would imagine on prime time.
Yes, we are very excited about this component of our production, and we'll have more to report later, but that is a big part of the messaging that I certainly wanted to promote, not only the rich opportunities that are being afforded to our cast and crew, because the other attractive element was that I'm offering some of my actors the opportunity to direct.
Oh.
And that is really exciting for actors that want to grow in the industry. That's what this industry is really about, I think, in the true nature of it, is to help elevate and give actors access to grow. And we see this a lot in primetime television.
Right.
So that's another wonderful positive component that people will be donating towards, giving opportunities to our talent. To grow.
That's very true. And what I like about these Kickstarter projects is it gives us as fans something to back that we wholeheartedly believe in.
Exactly. And I appreciate all of your support getting the word out. And, you know, I was doing some quick math, and, you know, if we had, let's say, 30 people that would give $50, or if we had, you know, 100 people who would consider giving $100. I mean, you know, it's 50 people giving $100. I mean, it would really help significantly in bumping up the total as we aspire to meet the budget quota of $50,000.
And, you know, even with your followers alone, you have almost 42,000 followers. If they each gave a dollar, you would be almost funded.
That would be completely true. And I have solicited, and I'll continue to solicit in that way, that if people gave just a dollar, just think, you know, it's, when you think about it, it's mind-boggling what the power of a dollar is really about.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you can get yourself a dollar hamburger at McDonald's or something. But with this, you'd have something that would last a lot longer than that hamburger and something
well,
much
and,
better.
You know, you're absolutely right. And it's an empowering to look
yes.
up one day and say, hey, I invested in television I wanted to watch.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you look at Matthew Weiner and Mad Men, and no one wanted to put his show on the air. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people thought it was crazy. You know, the industry thought it was insane that he was going on, you know, AMC with Mad Men. And look at it.
Right.
You know, people thought that of Netflix. And now, look, Kevin Spacey's series is, you know, they got 4 Emmy nominations and so forth and so on. So you have to start somewhere. And I believe we will raise the $50,000. We just have to have people take that piece of plastic out of their wallet or purse and commit one or more dollars to the campaign and be interested and want to invest in seeing television they want to be entertained by.
Right. And with just a dollar alone, you do get a perk. Victoria will thank you both on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll get exclusive backer updates throughout the production, which is always nice. I enjoy following that.
Yeah.
For $25, you can get a thank you, the updates, and a PDF of the script, plus a personalized autographed copy of the book the script was based on, which is Secrets of a Soap Opera Diva, a coffee cup with a logo of the show on it. I mean, $25 for all of that, that's nothing. I mean, that's a fantastic perk.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, I think.
Yeah. So I encourage
our listeners to check it out and go on Kickstarter and throw in your buck or two or maybe more if you have it. More would be great, and that would be the quicker way to get this funded and also get it in front of our eyes on TV at some point.
Yes, it is so much fun, this soap opera. We have feature film. Our DP is from the film world. They're just laughing. They just love it. It's about coming to work in a great environment. We want to have fun. And at the same time, you know, entertain an audience that, quite frankly, has been asking me to do my own soap opera for years. And
right.
Now was the time. I needed to write the book series first. And again, thank you to Simon & Schuster, Atria. By the way, Simon & Schuster is owned by CBS. And I'm very pleased to have had the book deal. The second book just launched in March. It became editor's pick with One Magazine. And I've been touring. As I mentioned, I just got back from North Carolina with the book. But it's now time to get back in front of the camera, and I hope that the public will make that happen for not only myself but other actors. And we have a great, juicy, so delicious show to shoot, and we hope that there'll be enough interest to raise, and $50,000 is a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money in entertainment.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
No.
I also encourage our listeners, too, if you know, after you donate, please share it with everybody, whether it be on social media or through email, you know, call your friends, call your family, anybody that you know would have interest in something like this. I mean, who doesn't love comedy? So there you go. You know, pass it along.
And I have to say, I want to also leave our listeners with this. You know, you run 100 miles and you end up at your front door. And I started out in comedy. I started with Bill Cosby.
Right.
I worked with Bill Cosby in TV and film. I worked with Dick Van Dyke for 8 years. I had the pleasure of working with Will Smith and Eddie Murphy and, of course, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber, which I understand was on the other night. And Dumb and Dumber 2 is going to get made. I want the audience to know it is going to get made. But I want you to know that all of these comedians are masterful. And I miss comedy. I miss doing comedy. And I promise I promise, all of that experience will be folded into my show, The Rich and the Ruthless. And again, I can't give anything away.
Yeah.
But I am calling favors. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Well, we thank you so much for joining us today, Victoria. I know you're super busy and you only have a short time with us, but we'll keep spreading the word and, you know, keep putting out the links and do everything possible that we can to get this going for you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and you're welcome
you're
back
welcome.
Anytime.
Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate what Take Two has done for the campaign, the Kickstarter campaign, and we'll I'll see you on the set. How about that?
That sounds great.
That sounds good.
Okay.
It's a deal.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Take you too.
Take care,
bye-bye.
Victoria.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. And I'm telling you, anybody that has not seen the video needs to go and watch it on Kickstarter. David, can you press the button for her phone? Because mine is just spinning around, please. Press the second one.
The second
in the
one?
Studio.
Yes. Okay.
Gotta love technology
oh.
here.
Well, he's not going up.
Okay, well, maybe she hung up then and just hasn't updated on my end. But, yes, please go to Kickstarter.com and type in The Rich and the Ruthless and just watch the video for the very first thing that you do when you get on there. I'm telling you, it's hysterical. David, did you not, like, almost fall over laughing?
I fell over laughing so hard that while we were talking, I put in $25.
Aw, thank you. I'm sure she's going to appreciate that, and she'll thank you on Twitter. I've seen her do it any little bit. Like I said, for a buck, you know, you can get that small little itsy-bitsy hamburger from McDonald's, and, of course, you got to pay tax on top of it. And with a dollar, you get to invest in a great show that we're going to be watching sometime in the near future on primetime and get to have so much more from it.
Wait a minute. Oh, my. I'll talk to you later about that one.
Okay.
All right.
That's all right. Also, make sure you like her Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/Victoria.Suds, and it's S-U-D-S, or facebook.com/Vicky with an I, .Suds. And follow Victoria on Twitter at Victoria Rowell. It's R-O-W-E-L-L. And if you need all that information, it is on my website under Projects That Need Our Help, which is under the Home tab. If you hover over it, there's different tabs that come up. And that's at take2radio.com. Now, David, were you able to let them know who our guest is going to be on Wednesday? I didn't know if you had enough time.
I certainly did.
Wonderful. Well, we're definitely looking forward to speaking with Matt Sedano or Sedeno. I have to figure out. I believe it's Sedeno because it's a Spanish last name. I remember him playing Brandon Walker on Days of Our Lives very well. That was the very first time I ever saw him on screen. And, of course, he is gorgeous.
He is? I don't remember.
Yeah. And now he's on Devious Maze as Alejandro Rubio, and we've only seen a little bit of him, but I understand from some tweets that went out by Matt that there is going to be more of Alejandro on screen, so that's wonderful. David, what do you think of Devious Maze?
It's very catchy to me.
I love it. It's a Spanish soap
opera. Getting into it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I've been watching it since it started, and it has some unbelievable talent on there. Of course, Susan Lucci from All My Children is on it, and she plays a role that is so funny. I mean, she's ditzy, but she's smart in another way, And we haven't seen too much of her, but the little bit that we've seen so far, I mean, initially the very first show that she was on, being under that bed and freaking out because some guy broke up with her. And I think it was the pool guy, if I remember correctly. And then the maid was trying to get her out from under the bed, and her son was there. I mean, it's a soap opera, but it's just at prime time, and it's based off of a Spanish soap opera, and it's really very funny. There's some kind of serious parts in there too, because of course Anna Ortiz. Is that her name? Oh, my God. Yes, Anna Ortiz, her son is in jail for the murder of the other maid, and he didn't do it, so she's pretending to be a maid and trying to find out who actually killed this other maid so she can save her son. And Rosalind Sanchez is on there. There's quite a few. Also, Grant Show is on there. Brianna Brown is on there from General Hospital. She played Crazy
Lisa.
Which one
is Brianna? Which one is she? Because I can't even pick her out sometimes.
She's married to Grant Show. Oh, wait. Is she married to the other one? Oh, gosh. Now I'm mixing up my characters. I'm trying to think. Grant is married to... having the affair. I can't think right now. I would have to go back and look. But if you look at the pilot, I have the pilot on my website too. It's under Actors Other Gigs.
And you can watch
it from there and you'll be able to figure it out. I can't think right now with everything in my head with the stuff from Victoria. But I highly recommend that you watch it if you haven't started yet, and can't wait to see more of Matt on there. He's a rich guy. He's a model, an actor, a singer, and basically what he is in real life.
Yeah, he's just about everything every guy dreamed of being.
Right, and every girl dreams of being with.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, he will be with us Wednesday, August 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And just really quickly, I would love for this young man to share with us his adventure recently at the General Hospital Fan Club weekend. Young man, go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you, young lady. let's see. Well, I attended the General Hospital past cast event because that's the only one I was able to work into my schedule during our planned vacation. Last Sunday, a week ago from yesterday. It was about 9:30 to 4 o'clock. And it was like going to the zoo, let me tell you. oh, my God. Oh, I got to tell you, that place is awesome. I have that Sportsman's Lodge and Event Center. Now, It is just a fantastic place, but it's a little confusing because they had like two events going on at the same time, and one just in different rooms. Now, the past cast event was in the Starlight Room, and I think Jeannie Francis had her own event there in another room.
So you didn't get to see her, though, huh?
No, I didn't.
Aww.
No, I didn't. But I was, like any luncheon, you know, they have you seated. There were silent auctions, which I, at the time, was not prepared for silent auctions because if you bid, you have to be prepared to pay.
Oh, of course.
And
some of those things run a lot of money. I mean, I was amazed when I went to the One Life to Live fan event for the, you know, last viewing day of One Life to Live, and they had auctions there. I was amazed at what some people were willing to bid on things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nuts. I had about $10 to my name at that time, and I couldn't have anything. So I had them. The only thing I could have them sign was my ticket.
Oh.
So that's okay.
They didn't offer any, like, photos or anything for you to get? Or did they?
To buy, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't see any.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I didn't work my way around enough to find out.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one person who did offer, who was giving out autographs of his own picture. And
who was that?
And it was the gentleman that I have longed to meet since I was a young man. And it was Michael Cole.
Aww.
Michael Cole, who used to be playing on the Mod Squad years ago.
Yep.
I grew up watching him. And I forgot that he used to be Brenda and Julia's father.
I did too until you just mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah. He was Harlan Barrett. And that's about the time I started watching GH anyway. So that was a big thrill for me to meet Michael Cole and to talk to him and shake his hand. I mean, I was like 11 years old all over again, I tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know of any other man who can actually say that.
Right, exactly. Well,
and
there's every boy, every man that has a hero, some way, some form, some shape, but won't readily admit that. So, good for you.
Oh, you'll hear me admit it a lot. A lot of times. Yeah, I was a TV fanatic growing up. So everything that I liked that amazed me was on television, and I liked the action shows, and one of the ones that was my favorites was the Mod Squad.
Yeah, I love watching that too. Yeah, I love that. That was one of my favorite. I wasn't crazy about the Westerns, but the cop shows and things like that I used to watch. Now, who else did you get to meet there?
Well, first off, my first station was with the sweetest little thing on television I thought I would ever see, and that's Jen Lilly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she's cute.
Yeah. I actually think I like her better with the darker hair. What do you think?
Yes, I do, too. People have said, you mentioned to me that I look like my hands weren't touching. And I told you, because they had the AC, I felt way up on my end. And I was, like, right in the middle of it, and I was freezing.
They were trying to get people out of there, huh?
It sounded it, doesn't it? I was cold, so when I went over to Jen, I was shaking, and she knew it. And she said, "You can stop shaking now," she told me.
Aw, that was sweet.
Yeah, and I said, and you know what I said to her? It's only because you're so beautiful.
Ah, what a flirt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to admit anything, you know, else, because I was cold. I don't know anyone else. I don't think anyone else felt the draft like I did from the air conditioner, but it took me a while to, you know, warm up.
Oh, yeah, once you got around all those women, you were fine.
Yeah, once I got around all of them. And she is so sweet. Now, remember, I'll let you know this. I said, when I introduce myself, she says, I know who you are.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Wasn't it? I said, you know? Yeah, and it's because I was one of the people who, when she had to leave GH, I was one of those on Twitter saying, tweeting NBC Days to hire her.
Yeah.
We all had that campaign.
And look, they did, thankfully.
And they did. And she remembers that. And that's something for
it
a
is.
Young lady like her to do that.
Well, I think
that
she's very dedicated
me.
To her fans. She pays attention to them. She tweets them all the time. And if she doesn't get to you right away, she favorites your tweets. You know, she likes something that you said. And she'll get back to you eventually. She does the best that she can, and she's very dedicated.
She is. She's very dedicated to herself. And she gave everybody a hug who came over.
Ah. Now, let me ask you this. Have you taken a shower yet?
I have to admit, I have.
So you washed off the gen germs, huh?
Yeah, I did. I did. I'm afraid. No, not that she was any of a germ, but that was very nice. That's very reassuring to hear from someone like that.
Right. It is.
You know?
It definitely is. Yep. You know you're not just a number. You're a person, and they acknowledge that. So that's a good thing.
That's
so
a
after
good thing.
Jen's loving, who did you get?
I headed to Tamara Braun.
Another great actress.
Yes, another. And I have to say this. I told her how much I loved her on All My Children as Reese.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
appreciated that. And I have to say something. I know why they hired her to play Carly, because she does have similarities to Sarah Joy Brown.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, definitely. As a matter of fact, I mix them up sometimes. If I'm watching the Twitter feed go by and one of them will tweet, I'll think, okay, which one is that now? You know, because you are absolutely correct. They do look alike.
Oh, my God. And now that I'm so up close and personal, they're so friendly. I would love to know how they keep smiling like that all
for hours
day.
On end.
It's something. Oh, nice to meet you. Well, I think because they know who appreciates them, and they have to pay it forward.
Right, and
because
they do.
We are somebody.
Right. Exactly. So did she say what she's going to be doing next?
No, she did not. She said she had fun in All My Children. And she enjoyed that role. But the thing that Noah got me is she's never around long enough.
I know. And anything
when
that you watch
her on. When she was on Days?
Mm-hmm.
When she was on Days of Our Lives, she wasn't on that long.
Right.
And when she's in All My Children, she wasn't on that long.
Exactly.
They don't keep her.
I think maybe that's what she likes. I think maybe she likes to play different roles for a short time, and that's it. And doesn't like to, dig her feet in for a long amount of time for anything. Because she's on a lot of things. I mean, not just daytime, but also prime time and that, too.
Yeah, I have to look for her because I can't help it. I followed the beauty trail.
Yeah.
As best I could.
Yeah.
As
sure
best
did.
I could.
And who was after Tamara?
Lily Melger.
Oh, another gorgeous girl and very talented. Mm-hmm. And I miss seeing her.
Yeah, isn't she? She is so nice. She's just like her character.
On General Hospital?
Yep. I remember her. I was watching that closely then.
Yep.
When she she was Miguel's ex.
Yep.
Right, and Juan was her son?
Oh, don't ask me to go remembering things like that right now. You know me with my memory.
But she had something for Sonny because they were married briefly. And I remember that explosion that killed her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, that
was
sad.
But she's truly beautiful. I mean, I was just, and I told her that. So, I mean, I didn't hold back, and I told her, you are very beautiful, I told her.
Yeah.
You know they
that
like
was
that.
Nice of you.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. And who was after Lily?
Well, I went to her. It was a former Take Two Radio guest I decided to go for, and it was Cynthia Preston.
The baddest woman on daytime TV.
Yes.
Even on primetime, too. A lot of the roles she plays in those Lifetime movies, she's usually the evil one.
She is? I got to
catch
up that one.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even tell you how many movies I've watched her in where she's so evil. There's a couple I watched that she wasn't. As a matter of fact, there was one on the other day with Cameron Matheson and, who played the lead in that with him? I've got to look that up. Anyway, she played on that as his ex-wife, and it was the girl I met online with, I can picture her face, and I can't think of her name. She played his ex on there, and she was actually the nice one and saved him from this lunatic that was trying to kill him that he got involved with online and ended up marrying. Let's see. The Wife He Met Online is what it was called. Sydney Penney.
Okay.
Sydney Penney was the lunatic in that one.
Sydney Penney played the lunatic in that one?
Yes, she sure did.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Yep, it was on the other day. I think it was yesterday. The day before. You got to watch it. It's really good.
I have to catch up. But she is beautiful, too.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I asked her, can I have my picture taken with the hit woman?
Yeah. I bet
she
got
says,
a kick
yes,
out of that.
She liked that. She appreciated it. I said, yes, you can have your picture taken with a hit woman.
Did you tell her that you spoke with her on our show?
I didn't speak with her on the show. I know I was listening in.
Oh, wait. No, I had somebody else with me that was co-hosting that day. I don't
remember.
Was
you had.
Was it Sabina or was it Dawn?
It was Dawn.
It was Dawn. Okay.
I think it was Dawn. Yeah. I did ask her about it. I asked her, come straight up. I said, do you remember, I asked Cynthia, I said, do you remember being on an internet radio show called Take Two Radio? She says, yes, I do very well. I said, well, that's my show. I'm the co-host. Well, it's really nice to meet you. She said.
Oh, that was nice.
That was nice, wasn't it, to get that she remembered us?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And that's one reason why I went there, because I thought it would mean a little more something for us if I went there. If we see our guests.
Oh,
that
sure.
That's a plus for us, I think, if we see our guests.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
And then who was, I think you saw one more, right?
After Cynthia was Michael.
Michael Cole.
Michael Cole, and, well, you know
you
how that went.
Yeah.
Yep,
didn't
I did.
Okay.
Michael Cole was Marie Cheatham.
Okay, yes. Yes.
And
which I'm very happy to announce, or I'll let you announce it. Go ahead.
Well, in sort of an irony that I found out at the GH Passcast luncheon, Miss Marie Cheatham does have something to promote. She's on a show called Ben and Cat.
No, Sam and Cat.
Sam and Cat. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We'll edit this. And she asked me if I would, if I have Facebook, and I said yes, I have Facebook. Oh, and she says, oh, wonderful. And she asked me if I have Twitter. I says, oh, yes, very much. She says, oh, double wonderful. She says, well, here. She gave me her card, and she signed her card for me, and you saw it because I scanned that for you.
Yep.
So that came up. This came up with an idea that says, "I think we're gonna. I think I should tell Pam to see if we can get her on the show because she's got something to promote." So I went to you. And, yes, folks, we have Marie Cheatham coming up this month. Do we have an exact date, Pam?
It's pretty much, but I'm not going to say yet until I have all the, you know, dots and T's crossed and all that, however that goes. But yeah, we're pretty much, we're like 99.5% on the date, but I'll, you know, we'll tweet that out and we'll put it on the website once we definitely have that confirmed. But it is this month, and the way it's looking, it'll be next week.
Yep, it's next week. Now, for those of you who don't, for those of you who don't know who she was on GH, she was Lucy's favorite Aunt Charlene.
Yes, yeah, she sure was.
And
our favorite, one of our favorite aunts.
One of our favorite aunts. And her daytime history goes way back, and you'll find out when we interview her.
Right. And she was on Days of Our Lives, you said?
She started, as far as I know, she started on Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? And then she was on, she went on to Search for Tomorrow on CBS.
Okay, and that's one show that I did not watch, but I do know her from General Hospital.
Thanks.
And I believe she was probably on Days before I started watching it.
Probably in the early years, yes.
She played Marie Horton on Days, and she played on... Trying to look for Search for Tomorrow on here. She was on Knott's Landing. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. Search for
Knott's
Tomorrow.
Landing.
She was Stephanie Wilkins Wyatt.
Right.
And
on
Knott's Landing, she was Mary Robeson. I totally forgot about that.
Mary Robeson. Why do I know that character? Oh God. See my Knott. My Knott's knowledge is running out.
Yeah, it's
so
been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. So definitely be watching for our tweets and for also, you know, go on our website, take2radio.com, under the home page. It's a home and upcoming guests, and you'll see, you know, once we go ahead and tweet that out about the date. But it should be next week, so 7 p.m. Eastern time, as always, unless otherwise notified. So it sounds like you had a great, great time at that GH event, and
I
wish I would have been there with you.
And I had one final one before I left, before I went home.
Oh, yeah, there is one more. Go ahead. Who is that?
One that everyone's going to remember. David had his picture taken with Bobby Spencer.
Yeah.
With Jackie Zeman. She is so lovely. She looks she is lovely in person. She was quiet, and I guess because she had a lot, maybe the heat was getting to her, but she was quiet. She signed, and she was very nice. And Jackie Zeman was the final one before I left at 3:45.
Wow. Well, it's a long weekend, a long day for everybody, so you can well imagine how exhausted they are by the end of, you know, of these things, too.
And while this was going on, I remember during all this, before we were having our dinner and like that, I had excused myself to find the restroom. And this was nice. As I was going upstairs, and I got to tell you, it's a shame to use those restrooms.
Okay.
No, I mean it. I mean, it's beautiful. I guess as I was going upstairs, the GH kids were down by the staircase, just hanging out and doing a little, they're doing autographs. You know what I meant by the GH kids? Haley.
Okay.
Haley Poulos was out there, and I can't remember his name, but the young actor who plays Rafe,
okay,
he was out there. And I saw the young actor who plays TJ.
Okay.
He was out by the steps, and they were doing, I guess they had found them, and they were doing autographs. They might have had something going on, too, in the building, so who knows?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know, I forgot. They had over there another one that I missed. I forgot, there were four.
Who?
I missed the actress who played Alison Barrington.
Oh.
She was there.
Okay.
She was there. They had a mix. They had some PC, Port Charles people.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Dietz was there, who used to be Joe Scanlon.
Right.
They had one of the doctors from Night Shift, Dr. Julian. I don't know if you remember him. He was the blonde. He was one of the blondes. I'm thinking he was.
I remember the name, but I just can't picture the person that played him.
Someone else was there. Josh Duhan was there. You know, he played Logan, Scotty's son.
Okay. Yes.
He was there. They had Letitia, I can't remember the actress's name, but she was the one, she was Morgan's nanny.
Uh-huh.
When she was a little boy, she took care of the kids. And they had Kiko Ellsworth, who played Jamal on Port Charles. And they're married in real life.
Letitia and Jamal?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Let me see who else is there. Some GH. Lindsay Letterman, who was Georgie.
Mm-hmm.
She was there. Let me see. Oh, Brianna Brown. From Devious Maids and formerly Dr. Lisa Niles.
Mm-hmm.
The Lady in White was there. Rick Hurst was there.
Oh, he was?
Yes, he was.
Wow. I wish they'd bring him back, too.
Yep.
Speaking of bringing people back, did you catch GH today?
Oh, you mean with Julie and Jerome?
No, the very ending of it.
No, I have to cut. Did I miss something? I bet you missed
the very end of it when Holly and Luke are standing at the computer researching about the money from Jerry Jacks.
Yes.
They come across somebody that is in on this.
Not Jerry?
No, somebody else's name came up. Or somebody else's face, I should say, came up.
Not Todd Manning.
No.
No. Someone we know?
Sean.
Oh, Johnny. Who?
Sean.
Sean?
Yep.
Sonny Sean?
Let me look up. For some reason, my memory is slacking here on the last name. You know, he was one of the ones with Tiffany. He was with Tiffany.
Oh,
Sean Donnelly.
Sean Donnelly.
Sean Donnelly. Yes.
He was there, too.
He was there?
John Riley. John Riley was at the luncheon I was at.
Yep. Well, he showed up on GH today on the computer. So I don't know if he's coming back or what's going on with that, but he was there.
He teased something at the luncheon.
Did he?
Yep.
Well, I know there was a rumor going about on Twitter and that about him coming back, and then he put out a statement saying that no, he doesn't know anything about it, but if they want him back on General Hospital, as a matter of fact, I posted the article on Take Two Radio's Facebook page. And that General Hospital had to reach out to him if they wanted him back. So I never paid attention to the date on that article of when he said that because, I mean, I think I just posted it over the weekend, if I remember correctly. And then here I turned the TV on today and watched GH, and there he is at the end. So, like I said, I'm not sure if he's actually going to come back in person or if it's just going to show his picture and somehow he's connected that way, like out of sight, you know.
Yeah, well, he hinted something about it at the luncheon, because then they all had something to speak.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to keep watching and see what happens. I mean, I would absolutely love it, and I need Robert to come out of that coma, and Robert and Luke and Holly and Sean and everybody to be back together. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen with Tiffany because the real-life actress has been through major surgery and health issues. So they had to remove her jaw and that. So she's most likely not acting right now.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, yeah. But it would be nice to get the old group back together again, at least for, you know, a few episodes. One of their, you know, off-the-lam journeys that they take.
It
try
is.
To help
and you know,
save Luke.
It is. And do you want to know the biggest surprise?
What's that?
All right. We had someone from the 80s that was on there. Do you know Rick Moses?
Rick Moses.
He played Hutch.
Oh, that name rings a bell.
He was the hired man. He was a hitman working for Frank Smith.
Oh, my gosh, that's back in the day.
Yeah. And you know how he looked like then, right? You saw him.
I'd have to look him up because I cannot picture his face.
Let me tell you this. He looks nothing like what you're going to look up today. Oh, my God.
A lot of them do change, and a lot of them stay the same.
He's had it rough. He's not in the business anymore, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
But he has long hair, and he has a long beard.
Oh, wow.
And he looks like he's wearing...
Wow.
Oh, he was wearing... Molly was wearing a cap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what type of cap. But I was surprised because I remember watching the GH, you know, marathon, and I remember seeing him on it. And then to see him now.
Yeah, sometimes it's very surprising.
In shock. It was
right?
Yeah, it was surprising. You wouldn't have recognized.
Well, we're at the top of the hour, so we will let our listeners go. Thank you so much for sharing your time over at General Hospital Fan Club event with us. And hopefully one of us will be able to go to something else. I just saw Steve Burton tweeted out a little while ago about an event that Port Chuck is going to be having here in Chicago, actually in Bolingbrook, which is that's not that far from my house. I think it's about 45 minutes away. So I'm going to see if there's any possible way I can go and meet up with Stephanie over there.
Is it? Oh, Bolingbrook. Oh, you should. Yeah. I hope you do go.
It's
I
in
hope
September.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll see. You know how that goes. But I want to thank all the listeners for joining us today. If you're still with us listening, that is.
It's true.
And don't forget to donate to Victoria Rowell's Kickstarter, The Rich and the Ruthless. A dollar or more would help. If you can't spend the dollar, please, you know, just spread the word and give the link to other people that can donate. It's really, really funny if you watch the video. There's some things in there that you'll recognize if you're a Young and the Restless fan. Go to her Facebook. It's facebook.com/Vicky with an I.suds or Victoria.suds. And follow her on Twitter at Victoria Rowell. And then follow this show on Twitter at Take Two Radio. Follow David and Sabina, my other co-host, at Take Two Radio Crew. That's all with the number two. Follow us on Blog Talk. They'll send you an email each and every time we have a guest scheduled. And also listen for free on iTunes and Stitcher, the mobile app. You can download it to any of your mobile devices and listen at any time to our previous podcasts. And join us on Wednesday, August 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Matt Cedeno. I'm going to ask him before we get live on the air so I don't make a fool out of myself.
That would be a good thing, yes.
And thank you, David, for joining me today, even though we didn't really get a lot of words in while Victoria was in, but I knew she had to hit and run because she was busy, so at least we got the information out there, and we'll talk again later on. Everybody have a good night, and God bless.
God bless, everybody.
Good night, David.
Good night, Pam.